Cool.
Sick.
All right. Also, Garrett, sorry, just before we start, I think this might be the first time we've actually spoken. So, hi, I'm Stumpy. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it is.
Hi, Garrett. I'm Cole. Nice to meet you.
What's up? I've seen a lot of your videos.
I'm pretty sure.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Oh, how lovely. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's for us. We haven't actually spoken before then going into like an hour-long discussion of an entire weekend. So, I'd love to meet you and congratulations on winning, lol. Regresamos de Madrid, un invitado muy especial se unió a nosotros para nuestro episodio de Reputación. Ahora sí es del podi, sí. Mi nombre es Stompy.
Mi nombre es Cole.
¿Y este oficialmente?
No oficialmente.
El mejor podcast en internet. Nuestro invitado esta semana es 8 veces competidor de RLCS y campeón mundial. Por primera vez, el propio Garechi, ¿sí? Energy. ¿Cómo te va, ganador?
That was pretty good.
Yeah,
a lot better than I thought I was going to be.
Thank you. I'll put the English translation next to it. So my final question was, how's it going, winner? Are you good?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty good. I was wondering if you were waiting for me to answer that question at the end. I had no idea what it meant.
We should have let you guess. Just thinking, what could Stumpy have been asking?
I would have liked for you to have answered in Spanish. like, I kind of nailed it. I feel like you've let us down, but that's fine.
I took 2 years of Spanish. I don't remember a single thing. So
that's way more than I did.
Honestly, it sounds like in this instance, the American education system is way better than the English one because we barely touch other languages at all, ever.
Really?
It's like, everyone speaks English. Everyone that matters. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's how we
like,
see it.
We've got French and German as our main two that everybody like studies, but nobody remembers them. They're like the sort of DOS subjects. So you go in there, you don't really pay attention, and then you get a D, and then you stop. That's basically
Everyone forgets. I think we have Spanish and French, and most people take Spanish because I think people tell us it's easier or something like that. But then everyone forgets afterwards. Yeah, that's what they say, but I don't have it.
When I was in Madrid, I spent an entire week where all I could say to strangers was gracias. And I said gracias so many times. Every time I said it, I thought, God, I'm worldwide. I'm a good English person.
You know that. A lot of English people would not try. That's why we're bad. No, they'd be like, un beer. The amount of times I said cerveza, like that as well, just, I want a beer. You know what's up.
Ah.
I know what's coming.
Did you manage to use any of your Spanish in Madrid, Garrett, at all? Or had it all gone completely?
No, I just hoped they knew English. And then I had Justin's dad help me if they didn't or something. Or Chelsea. Chelsea knows a tiny bit, so I just had her say stuff. But nope, I didn't even give it a try.
You're in good company then.
Yeah. Okay. Thankfully.
So everybody, we are joined obviously by Garrett G from NRG, if you didn't understand my Spanish right at the start, on this episode of the Poddy C. It's available on Spotify, it's on iTunes, it's apparently on Google Podcasts, which is a thing. I didn't really know that was a thing, but apparently it is. And Garrett, you are coming out of your most successful RLCS ever, where you are no longer the bridesmaid, you're finally the bride, and you have won RLCS, how are you feeling right now? If you told me you were ill and you couldn't party afterwards, how are you feeling now?
Pretty good. I've been pretty sick the past couple of days, so I guess it kind of lasted not too long. But honestly, I don't know. It feels weird because it's over now. Like, obviously, people are still posting a little bit about it, but it's like it's already over. I guess so.
That's that done. That's that amazing weekend finish.
Yeah, I mean, it was so stressful, and then we celebrated for like 5 minutes, and then it was over, pretty much. But, I mean, it feels pretty good. I'm psyched for next season, to be honest. It made me more motivated for some reason.
So it hasn't, like, stopped your passion at all? It's basically inspired you to move on to the next season even more?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Because, like I said, the celebration was so short, like, I wanted to do it again. Because, like, everyone left the stage, and everyone left the venue, and I was like, well, it's already over.
We've been saying for a while, Stumpy and me, that we are ready for another Dignitas level era or dynasty. So if it can be NRG, that works great for us. I want to see a team going to every single event, stomping
that works
everyone.
For me too.
Yeah. All right, well, let's do it.
Yeah, that works for me too.
I'm sure it works for Turbo as well that it was shit, because he's there loving the Dignitas hype, and then suddenly NRG become a dominant team, and he's rolling in the money. He's done out of this.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm sure he's happy.
All right, so we were obviously, this episode is obviously going to focus on RLCS 8 LAN specifically. It's been around, what, 5 days now? We're recording on the Friday. Everyone's chilled out. We've had a good time. But now, Garrett, you are going into this LAN. You were the only player to have attended every single RLCS LAN so far, which everybody has been posting about. Like, Wikipedia's been saying about it, Octane.gg. I think the RL Esports Council said about it at one point as well.
Yeah. I don't know if I liked people posting about it constantly because I'm like, well, it just reminds me that I haven't won. But honestly, I kept joking that I was like an RLCS boomer now because there's all these new kids coming and I've been to 8 of them. But yeah, I don't know. Honestly, they've all gone by so quick that it doesn't feel like it. Like, it feels like I'm just now going to my first one still, kind of, in a way. Except I know the routine, I guess, but I'm still, like, just excited to go to each one.
So did it play on your mind that much then, that whenever there was a stat posted on Twitter or you saw about someone scoring 7 goals in some event and they're like, oh, that's the most anyone's ever scored, would every time someone's talking about Rocket League, would it be on your mind that you hadn't won RLCS? Is that, like, the first place your brain would go to?
Oh, yeah. And it's not, like, something where I got, like, sad about it, but I'm like, it's kind of like that embarrassing picture that someone keeps reminding you of, and you're like, well,
you wake up in a cold sweat. I haven't won RCS still. Oh, God, does anyone know?
Yeah, no. I just, like, every now and then I think back to season 5, I'm like, dang, I really wish I could have done something in overtime. Just little stuff like that. It wasn't, like, some big mental block, but it's definitely something, like, I thought about every now and then.
So we were going to be talking about, obviously, all of those RLCS seasons. Because you've been at all of them, I thought, okay, I'll have a Google, I'll go on Wikipedia, I'll have a look at Octane.gg.
Nice.
And I have a little question for you, Garrett. It's going to be a little mini quiz, something nice and fun, something nice and light, a little appetizer for this podcast. What do you think your average RLCS LAN placement is across all 8 seasons you've been to?
You could probably work it out. You could probably work this out if you get a pen and paper
from,
and figure it
from
out.
From LANs?
Yeah, like, yeah, just RLCS LANs. So you've got 8 data points to pick out of. I've got the top 5 in our document, and I've got a whole thing saying don't highlight below because you can just look at them if you did that. I saw you move your hand. That scared me.
No. I'm not going to cheat. I'm trying to. I'm already thinking in my head. There was only 8 teams the first 2 seasons, right? So I got 5th. I don't know. Do you consider it 5th or 6th? Because that changes the number a little bit.
It does. And I went with, if it was like a 5th or 6th thing, I counted it as 5.5.
Oh, gosh. That makes it harder.
I took the middle number. So if it was, say, like 9th, 10th, it'd be 9.5, that kind of thing.
So what I was saying about you being able to work it out, it just got way harder. Probably just guess at this point.
Yeah, it did.
But
yeah.
Have a little guess. Moving the goalposts as he goes.
Aye.
So what, 5th? I'll just go, I'm going to ignore the half. 5th, 7th.
Fuck my system.
Yeah, fuck
enough.
You, mate. Yeah. Garrett has spoken.
9th. 2nd. Honestly, I'd say like 5th.
That is a very, very good shout. I can highlight it now. You're at 5.3. That's your average placement. Yeah, 5th and a 3rd is your, that's your average placement so far. Who do you think is the highest? Right, I need to try and word
so here. Wait, is Garrett 5th? Of everyone's average placements.
There's a load of people in between as well.
Okay.
But I only got the top 5 because I couldn't be able to work everybody out. I'm not mental. Yeah. Hmm. Who do you think, Garrett, is the top average placed person who has been to multiple LANs?
Violent Panda.
That's what I thought. Cole, do you want to have a little guess?
Is it not Panda?
I mean,
it's not. Just about,
it's
not.
Because I don't know.
Worlds or all LANs?
And they're RLCS LANs. And they have to have been to multiple seasons, so you can't just take one.
But if Violet Panda didn't go to a season, 7, I don't think
that,
he went to.
Yeah, then
that
counts. Not counted. That's not counted.
Well, surely Panda then, because Gregan shared a stat earlier that every LAN Panda has been.
Oh, Scrub.
To.
Garrett gets it.
It's Scrub.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's so recent. I didn't think of Scrub.
I'm claiming an assist there. I accidentally hinted it.
Yeah, so my thought was, it's got to be the OG Dignitas 3. Like, it has to be one of those guys, because obviously they did so well. Out of those 3, Turbo was the worst placed one. At 6 LANs, his average placement is 2.25.
What a horrible placement.
The worst one. The K-Dop is next with 7 LANs, and he was 2.071 average placement. So
that
still second place roughly. Panda is the best out of them with 1.58 at 5 LANs. And Scrub is the best. We can work this out. He's got first and second. His average placement is 1.5.
I didn't think of Scrub. I was thinking of Dig, and then I was like, oh, K-Dop didn't do too hot second season.
Yeah.
Turbo didn't do too good the first season. So I was like, oh, it has to be Panda.
Scrub got 1.5 because he's been at two lands and got first and second.
By default.
That's kind of like a trick question, kind of.
That's a good pub quiz question. Where like you hear it and you're like, oh, that makes sense.
When Rocket League is big enough to be a pub quiz category, we're doing all right. Like an entire pub quiz dedicated. Do you guys have like bar quizzes or pub quizzes in America?
I don't know. You can't go to a bar until 21, so
I forgot about that. I know.
God. Yeah, I mean, I'm only 18, so I got a while to wait here, but...
Oh my god,
you're a baby.
I'm sure they do.
I've achieved nothing. I've achieved nothing with my life. My god. Cole's old. You're 25, Cole. I'm 24.
Am I?
Fuck.
I think I'm 26.
Are you? Yeah, you
I've
are.
I've genuinely
yeah,
sorry, lost count at this point. Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah, you're 26. I'm 25. I'm 25 in 2 months. Oh, god.
Boomer.
I know I'm a boomer. Yeah, Garrett, you cannot call yourself the land boomer.
Well, I'm an RLCS boomer. That's true. Kind of, you know?
I wonder how many people have been to everyone, let alone competed in everyone. There can't be that many, even including all the RLE sports guys, all the fans.
Mm.
I'd be intrigued to know if anyone has been either as a fan or in some capacity to every single RLCS. I guess Gibbs has been to everyone.
Oh, yeah. Ignore people who like, are contractually obliged to go.
Mm. Johnny? Maybe Johnny?
No.
I feel like I see him at every Worlds.
He must have missed one.
He was at Season 1.
Right, so he went to 1. He was at Season 2 because we were there.
Yeah, he was managing Flipside in Season 2.
Maybe not Season 3.
Season 3. I wasn't there.
No, he was because he was still managing Flipside, I think, Season 3.
Okay, Season 4, I wasn't there. Garrett, were you, lol?
Yeah, I was there. I'm not sure if Johnny was there, though.
Season 5, he was.
Yeah, definitely Season 5.
Six,
season 6, he was.
He was. We hung out with him in Vegas.
7.
Newark.
Was 7. Newark. He probably
maybe
was.
Maybe not. I'm not sure. I don't remember seeing him. But...
Yeah, I'm not convinced. In Season 8, he was, obviously.
He didn't join our viewing party, did he? In Season 7, if he didn't go?
Piece of shit.
God. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so... Well, so Johnny might have been to most of them. I've been to as many... I've attended as many RLCS lands as Turbo Pulsar has won.
Jesus.
We're both at 4. I've gone to half.
That's quite the step.
Yeah. God, he's good at Rocket League, isn't he? Jeez.
Yeah,
it's
annoying.
It's annoying, did you say? He's so good, the bastard.
So bloody good. I was going to ask you, Garrett, how has the feeling at the lands changed? Because there's no better person to ask than you who's been to all of them so far. Came from Season 1 to Season 8. Does it feel much different? Like, has it been more matured over the years? Is it more corporate? Or is it still just like a load of mates hanging out and playing Rocket League?
I'd say in the beginning, it was... more like hanging out and having fun because it was like a new experience. I think more recently, like maybe the past couple of years, it's more about doing well because now there's like more org involvement and they want you to do well. And then, you know, if you don't do well, you know, sometimes roster changes happen. So it probably just got more serious, really. Like for me, I remember Season 1, I didn't even care about winning. Like I just wanted to go like play some Rocket League. And now it's like, if I don't do well, I get depressed, you know, like not depressed, but you know what I mean? It's like more serious, I guess, results wise.
It must have been so freeing, like in the first ones then, to be just like, fuck it. If somebody wins, I'm happy they've had a good time. But
yeah,
then
it was so much fun.
Yeah, but then obviously it becomes a job.
I guess at the start as well, you are just growing Rocket League. Like all of you are thinking, God, I hope this thing doesn't die before Season 2 happens because I'd quite like this as a job. So it doesn't really matter who comes out the victor and gets that sort of... paycheck of $10,000 for the winning team or whatever it was in Season 1 when actively like you're all thinking like more long term than that, right?
Yeah, back then I literally made $50 a month on Vex, like way back. And
Vex?
I remember I like spent
that.
It I don't even think it exists anymore.
What's Vex? Is it like a coaching
thing? Vex.
It was some random org.
Oh, there you go.
And then also
Capital X, obviously.
Oh yeah,
I can't even remember the other name of the org, but it was Vex, and then it was Orbit later in the next season. But that was my first org I was ever on, and I remember I made $50 a month.
Oh, bad.
I spent it all
God,
on Overwatch skins.
You were rolling in it.
I thought I was, honestly. I thought I was sick.
You're
and
like
then I made like $300 at LAN or something like that, and I also thought that was sick.
Just getting paid is like such a novel thing. Like early in the day. I remember when we casted our first proper event and got paid for it. I was like, fucking hell, this is amazing.
Yeah.
We're actually getting paid to do this thing.
And then you figure out about taxes, and then it all changes.
Yeah, no, no tax credits.
I've never learned about them. I'm trying to do plausible deniability.
Oh, my.
One thing I think, even from the lands that I've been to, Garrett, the few that I've been to, is that I've noticed that there's less and less of a divide, at least in the EU, of EU versus NA. And it's something Shogun talked about on Twitter, basically saying this was the land where that divide was just completely wiped out, where the fans, the crowd, we didn't give a shit whether you're an American team or you're a European team. There were people rooting for Pittsburgh Knights. We all fell in love, of course, with Rettel's dad, who is just brilliant. And in the finals, I would say, Stumpy, maybe you got a different vibe from me, but I'd say more of the crowd were going for NRG than Vitality. I sensed, people wanted you to win big time. Did that surprise you that an EU crowd was so pro NRG?
Yeah, because honestly, I really thought we were being rooted against, because I remember, I think it was in the introductions, or like the opening ceremony, I remember Vitality got like the biggest cheer by far.
To be fair, we didn't understand what the fuck section was going on, so I wouldn't take anything from that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was there was a Vitality fan club up in like, the stands behind us, and they went mental whenever anything was said about Vitality.
Yeah, I remember I could see it during the event, because I like to look up. Like, when it's not an arena, I actually like to look up, and I remember always seeing them with their... I'm hoping it was a French flag. I'm not cultured, but I think it was a French flag.
God, you're so American. My God.
Yeah.
Red, white, and blue. The old French flag.
Yeah. So I remember, being in the crowd, and it was me, Cole, and both of our girlfriends. And me, obviously, one of our best mates is Gregan, and we are very, very pro-Vitality in that regard. Mm-hmm. I remember sitting there with the four of us, and my girlfriend asked me, why are you cheering so loudly for NRG? Like, Gregan could win this. And I'm like, he's won before. Who gives a shit? Like, I don't care. And then she and Cole's girlfriend, they were both cheering for Vitality, and me and Cole were both cheering for NRG, because we were more storyline. We were thinking, what? I'd love NRG to win. It also meant that our prediction would be right, where we said in like week one of the league play, we're like, NRG win this season.
Did you actually?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
That reminds me of Johnny. He's predicted us every single season to win, I think, since like season he's, four.
So basically, the big story here, Johnny Boy has finally won.
He's done well as Johnny
Aren't
Boy.
Aren't we all happy for Johnny? He's the big winner from RLCS season 8. I've got to be honest though, in the final game, I wasn't necessarily going for NRG or for Vitality. I was literally going for whoever was losing at the time. Whoever lost the first game, I was going for the
other
team.
I do.
And then whoever lost the next one, I just wanted 7 games. And then I wanted the OT. But then when the OT happened, I was 100% on Team NRG then. Like, the moment it went in, it was such a loud roar. You know, it was extraordinary. And then there's some pretty well-known images from you and Justin in particular. It must have just been a massive release of joy when it finally happened.
It was crazy. I remember when it happened, I remember I like almost blacked out, and so did Justin.
Oh my god!
He almost fell off the stage because I don't know, we were so focused. We were so focused, and all of a sudden it was like, what just happened? And then I remember as it was happening, I couldn't even see straight because I didn't even know what was happening.
That would have been
such a weird feeling.
That would be maybe the best picture in the world is you and Justin standing up. You're mid falling over, and Turbo's sitting there all cool. Like, he's like, I've done this before, this is fine.
This is what
and you're just like blacked out. Yeah, because I saw the video of. So we basically couldn't really see you guys on stage. So I looked at the one of the RLCS videos of you guys winning in the end. And it was so funny because Justin jumps up, turns around to look at you guys. You're there scrambling to pull your earphones out of your ears. And Turbo just sort of jumps up like, yay. I got another one. So you nearly blacked out.
Yeah, I don't know if I actually almost blacked out, but I just remember it was such a weird experience that I couldn't even like notice one thing or the other happening. Like, I was just trying to take everything in, but at the same time, I was taking nothing in. Like, I didn't understand what was happening.
Was it like when people have been in car crashes and they say that time slowed down for them and everything felt like it took forever?
It's like shock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It felt like I was standing on stage, especially after, for like an hour. Because it was just like, I was like, what do we do now? Like, what is happening?
I didn't program this. I've never got this far.
I'm so used to like being heartbroken at that moment. No. Like, I was like, I literally was thinking, is the tournament over?
Garrett.
It didn't feel like the tournament's over because there was no like feeling of loss. I'm not trying to like be sympathetic, like get sympathy or anything. That's just like genuinely how it felt.
Like in denial, like there must be a bracket reset. There must be some way we can not win. What's gonna come out of the sky and screw us over here? Has Justin been cheating?
What happens now?
I've always been really worried about that because obviously you guys don't have the the pips at the top that tell you how many games have gone on. And obviously you guys are very, very focused on the game. I wonder if anybody has ever got so engrossed with their game that they thought it was game 5 and then they win the series, but actually they haven't, and then they still have one more to do.
Oh, no.
Like, that would be heartbreaking.
I don't know if that's happened, but quite often one of us will be like, is it game 3? Like, are we up 3-1? Or, you know, something like that, because you kind of forget, and then you don't want to go into the next game thinking you're going to win if you're not.
Yeah.
You know? So,
because that'd be heartbreaking if then you get to the end of it, you're celebrating, and then, like, Sears is just like, Gary, what the fuck are you doing? Sit down. What are you doing?
And then you lose.
You're there doing cartwheels on the stage, going, we did it, Sears goes, it's 1-0. What are you talking about?
No one's speaking. You can just hear you silently walk back to your desk and sit back down like, no. All right, the way that you guys got there, we're not going to focus on the league play too much, but it was 6-1 in the end, very nearly a 7-0. The only team you lost to was Rogue.
Garrett,
are you?
Why did you lose to Rogue?
You
perfect season,
livid.
Garrett. You should have just beaten Rogue.
You nearly won every single
single series in a season, Garrett.
Nearly shitty Rogue.
Fucking
I see someone on the Reddit always comment about that, and they're so mad because they think we threw like so bad. Mm. We didn't throw. It was just kind of like, eh. Like, we got into the match, we were like, okay, here we go. Like, you know, I got it. Like, we were trying, seriously, but they were, like, playing their hearts out, and we were just kind of...
They did play well, to be fair.
We were trying to win, but it was, like, at the same time, eh.
Yeah.
I didn't mind, honestly, I did not mind not going 7-0, because I can't stand when I'm at LAN and someone's like, oh, they're 7-0, they had the perfect season, and, like, I just don't like hearing that.
I guess that adds like another layer of that pressure on top that you just don't need. Like, you don't need to be thinking, oh, I don't want to drop this
play,
series.
It's so pointless once you get to LAN. It's like so pointless to talk about. Mm. And then people are like, oh, you went 7-0 in league play. And it's just something I don't want to talk about. So honestly, I didn't mind it. Obviously, I tried to win. I didn't throw, obviously.
This has made me think of a question, actually. So this season, season 8, you are in game 7 against Vitality. And with about 30 seconds left or whatever it was, they equalize. And you're going into OT. I've always heard, whenever I've spoken to a pro, they always say, focus on the game in front of you. You know, don't worry about the past. If you're 2-0 down in a series, don't even think about the reverse sweep. You're just focusing on whatever's in front of you. When that was happening to you this season, did your mind flash back to Landon? Or are you so well-trained and well-honed and only focusing on the Rocket League in front of you that it didn't even register that, oh shit, this might happen again?
No, as soon as we... it happened even before that. As soon as we loaded into like Champions Field... and I was thinking to myself, it's the finals, I instantly got flashbacks.
Really?
I instantly thought about it.
Did you guys talk about that?
Yeah. Me and Justin talked about it after because we were saying we both were thinking about it. And especially when we went to OT, it was like major, major flashbacks. But not it didn't like do anything negative, honestly. It was just kind of like I wanted to change the outcome this time. Like I was super, super motivated.
I imagine Turbo was thinking about it, but for the opposite reason. And he was just there really happy. He's like, I've done this before. I won last time. Let's do it. I'll just get another one.
I imagine that Turbo was just like...
Nothing phases him.
Not even paying attention. Just like, what game is this? Tonight. Are we game 1? No. Have I won yet? Okay, so obviously now we get to LAN. You're a 6-1. You've done pretty well. And the last season, the format was a little bit weird. So it was the whole 4 groups, 3 teams, a really strange layout. Did you prefer this LAN format competitively, where it's just 2 double elimination groups into playoffs, compared to that quite strange group system that they went for?
Oh, easily. Honestly, and it wasn't even the group part that bothered me last season, which that did bother me a little bit. Like, it was 3 team group, doesn't make
some
any sense.
Some games just were pointless in the end. Like, it was a cheap Renegades game, and Renegades. It just didn't matter.
Maybe it'd work with like a double round robin or something, but what really bothered me about last season was that the quarterfinals was best of 5. And not because I lost, but it just made no sense to have a single elim bracket be a best of 5 in Rocket League. You know, I didn't think that made any sense for a world championship. So this season's format was way, way better. I liked it a lot. It reminded me of E-League and in their format. And I like their format the best out of any tournament, honestly. So I really like this season format a lot. Even more so than the double LM from before, too.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting. Yeah, I think it, like, I like the fact that you've got at least the double LM to begin with as playoffs, but then, to get to playoffs. But then when you're in the playoffs, you're not then thinking, okay, what match is this? Do they now go out, or are they only on one life left? Or it makes it easier, at least from a viewing perspective, to think, okay, they lose, they're out. Nice and simple. Yeah. Job done.
And I personally don't like bracket resets for finals. I think it's kind of anticlimactic because you win a series and then you go into another series. And
yeah,
I don't know. It feels kind of weird. Watching it, especially not playing, honestly playing it, I was like, thank God there's a bracket set. But watching it, it just felt kind of weird, to be honest.
Yeah, it felt like artificially long, I think, like sort of elongated for the sake of it. Obviously this was over in Madrid, another European LAN, which was fantastic. We love it, nice and close for us. It means that a load of European guys can attend, and then there's the two in America, so it's all nice in that regard. How did you feel about Madrid? Did you manage to get a chance to look around at all? Because we arrived relatively early. We went from Tuesday to Tuesday. But I didn't actually see when players managed to get there.
We got there Tuesday, I think.
Okay.
We had flown in from Copenhagen, so we got there kind of late, I think. But
is that because you were boot camping in Copenhagen?
Yeah, we went to Copenhagen to boot camp at Sennheiser. So that was good. That was our first ever boot camp, by the way.
Wow.
And then we won the LAN after. Which I thought was
God,
pretty...
that is they. Yeah, they must be very happy right now. They're thinking, why don't we?
Oh yeah, Energy's
this
already
before?
Planning our future.
I was going to say, if they're stingy about it in the future, just be like, do you remember last time you sent us on one? Get us the tickets to Barbados. You want to boot camp there?
Yeah, but no, Madrid was sick. The street we stayed on, which I guess it doesn't matter now, was that Gran Via Street, I think it was called.
Yeah, you guys were opposite the gigantic Primark, weren't you?
On
their Shogi. Yeah. So I said, because I had tapas with Shogun the like 2 nights before LAN, and I said to him, have you seen the massive Primark? Because I don't know how big Primark is in the US, but here it's like,
I don't even know we have it.
It's like, it's, did you manage to go in there at all, first of all?
No.
It's like, it probably wouldn't be massive, like in as an American store. I don't think it was hugely impressive from that perspective. But from an English perspective of where a Primark is like a shitty little shop in a town centre, it's got like one story and it sells cheap socks, right? That's basically all it does. We went in there, it was four layers, there was like a rave going on, there were marble stairs, there were lights everywhere. It was incredible. And that kind of stuff, I think that summed up that area where you said that you stayed, where it had all the Christmas lights, it was all very fancy, and it was so like nice and... It felt very proper. It felt like a good location up in the center.
It was for us tourists, that part of Spain, wasn't it? Like, for the Primark that we got, to put it into perspective, imagine 7-Eleven blown up to the size of half a shopping mall. And that is how we felt when we went into that massive Primark. Like, what the hell? How are there this many pairs of pants that they can sell? We didn't even realize they had that many options for stock, and yet there they all were.
Yeah, it was incredible. So I was going to ask you as well, Garrett, about the venue, because there's a few issues. Hey, I'm not going to say there weren't any issues. There were a few problems. I don't know if you saw any of our tweets at all where we...
Oh, yeah, I saw.
There were many tweets from many people, weren't there?
Yeah, there was...
All day long.
A few things that happened. So the main one, or one of the ones, was the fact there was no re-entry, which was for an 8 to 10 hour day, is... quite frankly unacceptable. I just think across the board, if it's a sporting event, if it's an esports event, if it's anything, no re-entry is just terrible. That, along with limited food options and the fact that it was very expensive for what you got, which, hey, it's a stadium, right? Like, it's always going to be a bit more expensive than usual. What was it like from a player perspective? Because I didn't really chat to many pros this time around, unfortunately.
At first, it was kind of bad because it was freezing, even in the player area.
I saw Chaussette shivering before Reciprocity went on to one game. He was literally just there like...
Yeah, and then on stage, it was even colder and out in the public area. I remember I was thinking, I felt so bad for all the people spectating. It was so cold. But it was for a little while, it was cold in the back. But besides that, honestly, it was really good for us because we didn't really have any problems. The only thing that was weird was that the venue was security were really, really weird.
Like, with you as well.
They were getting super annoyed that, like, players were trying to walk around a little bit. Like, I think Justin at one point wanted to go say hello to the fans, and they got super spooked. And they were saying that they were going to shut it down and stuff like that if they kept doing it.
Shut what down?
The event. They were at, like, they were going to shut it down if, like, people kept walking around without escorts and stuff.
I would have loved that.
You should have done it.
I would have. Oh.
Should have protested.
It was weird. They were super spooked about everything. But besides that, yeah, I didn't have much problems. But I could tell, like, I remember I was like, I was really hoping they would fix it because I could tell Sonics was, like, super upset about it.
Good.
They were, like, freaking out the whole time trying to fix it.
I'm so glad
that
to hear
that. That makes me so happy that they were. Like, we always think when it's a venue thing, like with the security, with the food, with no re-entry, we can always put that down to, oh, it's the venue. Like, we're not going to blame Sarnix for that because it's not their rules. But so long as they're kicking up a fuss in the background and they're saying, look, guys, this isn't acceptable, and they are trying to get stuff done, then I'm fully on Sarnix's side with that.
Oh, yeah. They weren't happy about it.
We made sure to give Sarnix so much credit, like, the next day because we'd spent all of Friday and Saturday morning. I don't use the word moaning because that makes it sound like we were having a go at something that wasn't a problem. We were angry. Angry at the venue, angry at Psyonix as well, because ultimately Psyonix have chosen this place. They've asked these questions and the venue have answered, oh yes, there'll be no re-entry. And Psyonix have said, okay, that's fine. So there was a lot of anger from the subpar community and everything I saw on Twitter from the rest of the crowd. But then the next day we got there, and I'm hoping that you guys experienced a similar improvement. It was warmer for a start. It turned out we were allowed to bring in food and water so we wouldn't starve and have our throats fall out over the course of 8 hours. Johnny Boy's interviews were broadcast to the crowd instead of us just listening to music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was quite weird. I heard about that too. Because I think my interview, the only interview I did besides, you know, the winner's interview was on Friday. And I think half of it wasn't even broadcasted. And then midway into it, all of a sudden I got like spooked because all of a sudden I could hear myself twice, you know.
Johnny Boy
said
the same thing. I spoke to him just after and he had no idea either. Yeah. He and you must have just been chatting and suddenly boom.
Yeah. All of a sudden, yeah. I'm trying to answer a question. I'm like thinking about, oh, okay, now everyone can hear me. But so that part was weird. But yeah, I could definitely tell it was warmer because I remember day one, I wanted to wear an entire jacket or something like that. But then day two, I was like, you know, it was quite hot up there, which was way, way better.
Yeah, it was so much nicer.
Yeah, I was like super relieved.
I was sitting in the audience and it was on day one. And I'm like, I get really hot like quite easily. And I'm just like, when I go to sleep, I'm like a furnace. Just very, very hot, right? When I was there, I remember my ears and my nose were freezing. I felt like I couldn't move because I wanted to like retain as much warmth in like one place as possible. It felt like just a really weird event. Like our girlfriends went home early that day. Yeah. So like, look, we're so cold. My girlfriend is vegan and there were no food options for her apart from literally plain like Dorito chips because she didn't have the cheese dip for $6 or like a hot dog without the hot dog in it, so it's just a bun. It's like, and yeah,
that's really bad.
So yeah, that was
I'm
a nightmare.
Laughing, but it is terrible.
But then yeah, ended up getting a lot better, which was fantastic. The crowd got really into it. It was absolutely unbelievable. Did you notice how much the crowd did start to wake up when it came to day two and three as much as we did?
Yeah, I always expect day one to be kind of you know, like Friday is always kind of bad. I think Friday was worse than normal because it was freezing cold and stuff like that.
Everyone was moody,
But yeah, day two, especially in our match, I couldn't tell if it was because our match was hype or everyone else was just feeling better, but I could tell it was getting way better. And when you guys are there, like when that whole group are there, it's like a whole different land. It's not the same in NA sometimes when you guys can't come out and
we
stuff.
Do our best. I hope that it helps you. Do you feel like it helps you play worse, or does it sort of affect the standard of Rocket League but it's way more fun, so who cares?
I don't know if it affects the gameplay, but it definitely like makes me more hyped to play.
Okay,
like because you guys do actual like proper chants, and then like NA events will get loud. Like Newark was super loud, there's no like spot on chance.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I guess
like
I don't
coordination.
That's like not an American thing.
And whiteboards and stuff.
Yeah. So that part is way different, which I like a lot. But yeah.
So the chant that we've got for you is he scores when he wants. He scores when he wants. Garrett G. He scores when he wants. Right. Do you like that chant? Should we get you a new one? You're talking to. we can
hey,
get you a brand
salesman.
New. Yeah, we can get you a brand new bespoke chant. We'll do it for free. It's a one-off. It's a freebie. Would you like a new chant, or are you happy with that one?
No, I'm not creative enough to come up with a new one, so I'll stick to that one. And it reminds me of London, which is gets the good vibes going.
What did you think of it compared to London?
I like that one. The event?
Yeah, just the event as a whole. Crowd, everything.
I mean, I don't think the atmosphere will ever be like London, like ever. I'll be very surprised if anything compares to it, you know, loudness wise. I don't think I'll ever hear anything like that ever again. But it's still, you know, obviously it was super sick. Day three especially was, you know, it was really hype.
In London, we had the advantage that if we stamped below us, we were on like these rafters that were metal, and that echoed around the whole arena. Like, you know, the Metsonoris chant, and we're all like stamping, Metsonoris.
It was so loud.
Stamping below us, and it made so much more volume. At this one, we were on like some rubber floor. So I think we'd planned like a We Will Rock You chant with like a...
It was We Will Sock You for sure set.
That was it. And we did it, and it was like... It's like, oh...
It was literally the most absorbent material we could have had beneath our feet. It was like a playground. So you'd stand and it was just nothing. It was like, oh, it's like standing
on
a
marshmallow. If we were doing gymnastics, it would have been fantastic.
Oh, it would have been fantastic gymnastics. The dream. But unfortunately, we can't coordinate an entire like gymnastic routine in the crowd. Maybe that's next time.
I saw you guys doing what is it called? The maraca?
Say again, sorry?
Is that what it's called? You guys were doing like that maraca dance.
Oh, the Macarena.
Macarena.
Hey, Macarena.
Yeah. And then Sizz was trying to do it, but he couldn't get your guys' attention.
Oh, no.
Because he wanted you guys.
You've got to tell us these things.
But I remember it was like 30 of you guys, and all knew how to do it. And I thought that was super impressive for certain.
I'm so sorry to Sizz.
Is the Macarena not a thing over there? Or
just not common. I'm sure it's a thing.
Should we teach you it? This would be awful for a podcast, but should we teach you it now? Come on.
We can save it for next world.
That's locked in.
Well, that's going to be a Twitter quote. Yeah. That right there. We are going to teach you the Macarena at next worlds. And anyone who knows we can all like have a big group of people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you will. Shut up.
Yeah, that's turbo retires. You never know. You'll be fine.
9 and 9, mate. Easy. But yeah, no, I love doing that with the... Because we did a massive conga line as well that then went round the back and then went back to the front. That was really fun, but that wasn't really on stream. Which is a shame.
I think the end of it made it, like right at the end, but not the whole journey of it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of fun to be had. When we woke up after day one and we stopped being stroppy and moody, we're like, right, let's make a laugh out of this.
Yeah, it was good.
I'm glad it reached you guys, Garrett.
Yeah. So it ended up then, you guys played some good Rocket League and you got to the finals. And you're facing Vitality. And you've already beaten them that weekend. So going into that, how confident did you feel you could do it again? Or did you not even really think, we've beaten them before, let's do it again? Was it just literally, we'll take the series as it comes?
Well, Vitality day two and day one are always different than day three. Mm. So I try to completely ignore that. So I just, you know, I just went into it normally. Like, you know, we'll try our best. I think I was super confident we could win. But, you know, just got to feel it out, really. I don't try to think to myself, am I going to win or lose, you know. After game one, I was like, wow, this series is going to be easy. But then they started playing a little better.
It was 4-1, wasn't it, in the first game?
Yeah, and it was like super comfortable. Like there was no problems at all. But then they started playing a lot better. So it was super tough.
It culminated in the... I remember it got to the start of game 7, and I leant to Cole and I said, this will be an overtime.
Oh, yes.
I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my water. There is an overtime coming. It's going to come down to one goal again. And it did. And you guys, and Turbo, obviously for another reason, you guys have been at one end of the most famous Rocket League moments ever, where it was an overtime and it was one goal and you win the championship series. Did Turbo say anything to you guys in that moment that changed how you guys were thinking? Because obviously you said that you went into it thinking, oh my God, it's the same. Holy shit, it's another overtime. Did Turbo do anything to sort of hype you guys up any differently to how you normally would have done?
I mean, honestly, Turbo doesn't say that much. Like, to hype us up, you can just tell that he's comfortable.
Mm.
Like, I remember even Game 5 versus Vitality Day 2.
Mm.
He just didn't change. Like, there was no change at all. He came out, like, right from the start playing really fast and everything and didn't miss anything. And then I remember after that series day two, Justin was like, I love Turbo so much. Like, he told me that because he just feels so comfortable. Because obviously me and Justin like have had problems in the past where we kind of get nervous, I guess. I don't want to say nervous, but just kind of choke up a little bit. But yeah, in the finals, he didn't really say anything. You can always tell he's calm and collected. Like, I think if anyone, I'm the only one who says like a lot, and then Sid says it a lot. And Justin says kind of quiet, but Turbo's just always like chilling.
Was it strange having Turbo in the place of Fireburner in that situation? Do they fill very different roles if it came down to another Game 7 overtime?
I don't know. It's weird because, like, I don't want to say Turbo is the only reason we did good in Game 7 overtime. Like, I think we still could have done good with Fire, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, when you have someone who's won three times on your team, it doesn't matter what they do. It's just in your mind, like, you can win.
Yeah.
Like, when you've never won before, like, none of you have won, it makes the whole atmosphere different because you all want it so bad. And for Turbo, it's just kind of like another day in the office type deal. Like, he's just like, okay, let's go.
He's so fucking good at
it. It sounds to me like Turbo's got something which is very rare, and that's natural leadership. There are people out there that can really sort of dig deep and inspire people. They can do a speech and, you know, anything else. But to just be calmed down by somebody's presence, that's a very rare thing that I feel that you've got with Turbo.
He doesn't even try to do it. It just happens. And that's also why I don't think anyone really noticed, but, like, I've always sat in the middle for, like, a couple years, in between my two teammates. Mm. And then I wanted to put Turbo in the middle just because, like, especially with Justin, I think he makes Justin so confident. And I think I kind of make Justin a little nervous because I'm, like, Justin's someone who is, like, super, like, he does the best when he's super relaxed. Mm. So, honestly, having Sizz next to him and Turbo next to him made him, like, so comfortable. Whereas I'm someone who's, like, dead serious to play. Like, I have to be serious to play good. Like, if I'm relaxed, I'm kind of, like, I start to kind of fall off the wagon a little bit.
Double committing and all that stuff.
Yeah. So, I have a dead stare into my monitor, and Turbo's just laughing and making a joke when we're in, you know, the grand finals RLCS. So, I made sure Turbo was sitting next to Justin.
Does that put you off at all, then, if they're laughing? Do you, like, take your headphones off and go, right, you guys have your laugh, I'm going to stare at my screen?
Yeah, I'll laugh too and stuff like that, but I'll never be the person to, like, start, like, the funny stuff. Okay, I don't know. Okay. I just figured if Turbo was next to Justin, it would help. And I think it did, honestly.
So with Sizz being there, obviously it's the first season that coaches have been allowed on stage at RLCS. From a viewer perspective, it was fantastic. Like, we could get involved with them. We got Gregan to do a push-up at one point. we tried to get him to do a backflip, and he started to go for it and then gave up, so he didn't really fancy that one.
Does he know how to do a backflip?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay.
So that's why we really wanted it to happen.
That was probably a good decision from him not to do it.
In front of a crowd, Gregan would bust one out. He'd just find a way. He's got the attention on the elder.
Imagine that, though. If Gregan, like, Gregan's so confident, he tries to bust out a backflip, flips, just snaps his neck, and just lying there on stage. It was like, holy fuck, what have
we done? He'd be like,
that would have been bad.
I died doing what I loved.
Oh, we killed Gregan. What the fuck? So, yeah, what was it like, obviously, being on stage with a coach for the first time? And what was Sizz like on stage as well? Because, obviously, he's used to dealing with that pressure, being on stage himself as a player.
He was super good. I told him after the series, like, I think we would have done a lot worse without him. Because he was just so good at keeping us relaxed. And, you know, he's just really dumb. So, it's easy to laugh at him. No, he was getting super hyped. I remember going to Game 7, he was, like, unbelievably hyped. And I guess that just gives you confidence, I guess.
Can you imagine going back to not having a coach?
No, yeah, that's what I was telling him. Like, I was like, I don't know if we would have won without you there. Because, like, I've said this before, but that's why we made the coaching change from Chrome. Like, Chrome is not a bad coach at all. Like, you know, he did really good with Space Station. But, I don't know, just, like, with how we do good, I felt like someone who could lighten the atmosphere a lot more, as opposed to, like, give us a lot of in-game stuff, would have helped us a lot. And I think it did. I'm really happy about Sizz. Like, I'm super, super, super happy we got him.
I love the fact that in Rocket League, in an esport, you have to sort of marry the coach with the players. So you mentioned Chrome, that no doubt has a great brain for Rocket League, but just didn't work with you guys. And then there's Sizz, who's sort of making a joke, and for you guys it works. Whereas there may be other teams. I know that Dignitas have got Verge. He's there taking notes the whole game. Maybe with Sears, they'd get frustrated because they want someone to be a lot more serious and be more analytical. It's just another piece of the puzzle now that's been introduced by Psyonix, that you'll see sort of coaches hopping around, and then eventually you'll find the perfect combo, and it just works so nicely.
Oh yeah, and Turbo and Sizz are hilarious. Yeah, so I don't know how the broadcast was, but I swear, like, in between almost every game, we were laughing at something Turbo and Sizz said to each other.
I remember you guys really happy.
That was great.
Like, the entire time, it looked like you were all having fun. And we've always been a big proponent of that, where if a team wants to be serious and it does well for them, fair enough. If you want to sit down, chill out, and just play the game, cool. But I love the fact that you see some teams that will just go crazy and will jump around. Pittsburgh Knights are doing it as well. I mean, Gregan was going fucking nuts during his series. And the OCE guys and the SAM guys are a little bit more reserved in that way, especially South America, where they don't...
They can look very moody.
Yeah, we've sort of had issues with them before where they do look moody. But if it works, it works. But right now, obviously, it isn't working for them. I was going to say about on day one, that the headsets weren't working for the coaches. And then obviously day two and three, they ended up getting them going. Did you feel a difference going from obviously having league players sit there the entire time to then your first day of LAN and then suddenly there's no sits?
Yeah, it just felt completely different. Like I think day two, when we got back, it felt normal because Sizz has been, you know, obviously like you said, he's been there during league play and all that stuff. I don't even think he said anything day one. Like I know some of the coaches were coming down and talking through the headsets. It was nice to have him behind you. You know, it's nice to have someone, you know,
even just like fist bumps and stuff just to keep you aware.
I could still tell he was getting hyped without it. But yeah, that was super unfortunate. I was so glad that they had headsets day two because it kind of sucked, like having a coach on stage, but they can't talk to you. It just seemed so pointless. So that was good because I don't even think they planned on doing headsets because of the production issues or something like that. Yeah. But then every player complained and they got it fixed. So that was really good.
Another thing that we should just very publicly say, well done, Psyonix. They took that feedback on board. They could have ignored it. And within 24 hours by the next day, they'd fixed it. And, you know, from what you're saying, it literally increased the standard of Rocket League. It stopped tilt. It made it so that we got some of the best Rocket League that we've ever seen. So, yeah, congratulations to Psyonix. Yeah.
Well done, Psyonix.
Yeah, definitely.
Garrett, before these podcasts, we whack out a tweet, and I put this on Reddit as well, where we get a load of questions. And we will have a little discussion about all of these, see what we think about them. Now, I said a couple of weeks ago when we had... Was it last week? We had Rizzo.
2 weeks ago we had Rizzo. It was you and me.
2 weeks ago we had Rizzo on. He had the most questions out of anybody so far. And I was like, God, we'll never beat that. I have written up over 60 questions from Reddit, from Twitter. Some are shit, by the way, but we're going for them. So we have a few to get through, and some can be literally like one or two words, or we can discuss some of them if we find a nice little avenue to have a little bit of a wander down. So are you up for chatting about some Reddit and Twitter questions?
Yeah, go for it. I'm scared for the Reddit ones.
Yeah, the Reddit will be scary. Okay, so what was your favorite chant from Madrid from @KuroTenshi?
I think what was the clap one you guys did? Like where you were trying to get someone to clap?
Was it the Dignitas one?
No, something. Give us a clap.
Well, you guys did it to me too.
Oh, give us a wave.
Give us a wave?
Garrett.
Yeah,
give
that
us
was
a wave.
New one.
Garrett.
Yeah. Well, because I couldn't hear you at first, and Sizz was like, he's telling y'all to wave. So I did the most like half effort wave ever.
We went, because
I didn't know what to do.
I always feel bad when there's ones like that where we can hear it so clearly, but I imagine the acoustics are fucking terrible when you're on the stage.
Oh, half of them you can't understand what's being said, honestly. So the wave one, I didn't even know how Sizz understood you guys, but
he remembers.
I like that one because I'm pretty sure you guys did it quite a few times.
We did it for a lot of people. I remember we did it at Season 5 LAN with Classics mid-series, right?
Oh, really?
And, like, an absolute crackhead.
Did he wave?
He's like, he's playing Rocket League, and the game's over. He takes his earphones and goes, what? And he's like, trying to listen to us. We're like, play the game. Play that. That's more important. And then he'd see, like, Chrome, who was playing at the time, just sort of go, the fuck are you doing? Sit down. Stop it. And then he'd sort of, like, it took him about 4 games of him going, what? What is that? And then in the end, he ended up sort of going, and we went, way!
I'm not even sure he waved. I think he thought we meant something else. He sort of like, I don't know, clapped or something. We're like, wait, yeah, that's what we meant. You got it. Well done, Classics. Now play some fucking Rocket League, please.
Oh, Classics is amazing.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
He's LFT now as well.
I saw that. It's almost at 1,000 likes.
Yeah. God, that's exciting.
So if Turbo does retire, Garrett, Classics,
What a dream team.
Yeah.
All right, next question is from Flix26. What are your plans after winning RLCS? Now, it could be anything. It could be Christmas plans. We don't know.
I'm assuming he means with playing. I'm not going to retire. I don't know. Everyone thinks because of the way I worded that tweet when I was like super edgy and mad that I lost, that I was going to retire as soon as I won. Like, now I just want to win again, honestly. So, hopefully win again, but, you know, we'll see.
I don't think I helped with that. I quote retweeted it and said, Garrett, retiring, confirmed, thinking face. Just because the wording basically says, you know, as soon as I get it, I'm out of here.
I mean, that would be pretty sick, but nah, I'm not
yeah, don't do that.
I'm not out yet.
It's a pretty baller move on stage, just go up to the mic and go, yeah, I quit now, by the
that
way.
That would be so sick.
Cheers, everyone.
Is it true that RL Moses was your sub this season and that everyone from the original RLCS Season 1 Exodus roster, except for At Turtle, at Isaac App, will now have a world champ title from Art Matter?
Yeah, Moses is a champ, world champ now. You'll see him in ranked with the world champ title, I guess. I don't even know if he knew he played or anything. I haven't talked to him.
Wait, sorry. He's your sub and he doesn't know that he's got the RLCS world champion title.
Yeah, we needed a sub, so I was like, I just messaged him one night. I was like, yo, you want to be our sub? And I was just, you know, so he'd be online during league play. I don't even know if he plays the game anymore. She was like, sure. I don't know. I've never used a sub ever, yeah. So I was like, might as well make Moses our sub.
Garrett, we play the game. If you want actually plays Rocket League,
next
then...
season, can one... I don't play Rocket League anymore, so I can sort of fill that Moses role. I think that's funnier if I become the NRG sub. I'm up for that.
That'd I'd quite great. Like to myself, yeah, start... but anyway.
Okay, yeah, no, we'll but start, Moses. Yeah,
I'll start taking bids.
Deal.
30 quid for the sub. 30 quid,
60 bits.
I've won 30 quid. That's more than 60 bits.
Yeah, but 60 is higher than 30.
What are these different currencies?
Quid. Okay, a couple of bob. 50 bob.
What?
50 bob.
A monkey.
I'll give you a monkey. How's that? What about a piano? No, what about a piano tuner?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, let's
that
move on. So. No Cockney rhyming slang. It's out the window. Yes. Right,
this is my one. How was the atmosphere in the venue, and how does it compare to other RLCS lands you've been to? From at Craftman RL.
I'd say the only ones that beat it are maybe Newark. I think Newark was actually like pretty good. Newark was like crazy underrated. They were pretty loud, I thought at least. But then obviously London. But Newark is kind of like on par with that, I think. I think the chants make it a little bit better. But obviously, London, nothing ever will be London. But it was quite good. I was quite surprised, honestly, because after day one, I was like, oh, this might be kind of scuff, especially if it was freezing cold the entire weekend. I wasn't sure if anyone was going to even show up the last day, but it was really good. And I thought it was pretty full, like a lot more
it
people.
It definitely filled up really nicely. Like, the edges were still empty, but they just always will be. They're not very good seats. I was very happy with how much it ended up filling up at the back.
Yeah,
and I'd like to do a quick shout out to the person who asked that question at Craftman RL. I don't know if you noticed the Dignitas chants. There was basically a big old booming Scottish voice leading chants from Friday to Sunday, and that was Craftman. So Craftman, if you're listening to this, I love you. He is like an immense figure in crowd management.
Can we get an I love you Craftman from you, Garrett?
I love you, Craftman.
Oh, hey, somewhere nice. A Scottish person just smiled.
Oh, I'm so happy.
A big old Scottish smile. Okay, does the endless stream of hot Tinder slam pieces that Turbo keeps inviting over
slam
ever get
pieces.
Annoying? From /you/ and tasty sandwich.
Turbo's quite discreet about it. I haven't noticed anybody yet. No, I'm just kidding. That's funny. I like how he worded that. Slam pieces.
Slam
pieces. I've never
pieces.
Heard that.
Hot I haven't either. But
slam pieces.
But for some reason it fits. I don't know. It sounds hilarious.
I know what you mean. All right. Did your experience from previous lands help you in this victory? From at Go Mason Blue 20.
Go Blue Mason 20.
Sorry.
Read his name right, man. Jeez.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was really funny to notice like all the new players like asking a million questions, and then it was like, you know, us three doing the same thing once again, because it's, you know, it's the same routine every RLCS. So I'd say so, yeah. I mean, it's hard to tell because, you know, you have Pittsburgh Knights who came out of nowhere and won a LAN.
Yeah.
So I'd like to say it did, but I guess you never know.
Which RLCS crowd was best, Landon or Landrid? From @Hoxer_.
I like Landrid. That's a cool name for it.
Yeah, like I said before, nothing's ever going to be London.
Cool.
Unless we go back to London.
Yes, please.
That's the only thing that'll
be on par. Get that going. Get Hex on it, please. Can you contact Hex and get Hex to make a tweet saying, "Dear at RL Esports, I, as Hector Rodriguez, would very much like the next LAN to be in London." You'll see.
They probably listen to him.
Hector Hex Rodriguez.
They fucking better do. If they don't listen to Hex, Jesus. Or Shaq. Get a Shaq involved.
Shaq.
Yeah, big Shaq. Why... Sorry, it's all in caps. I need to shout.
Yeah, do it.
Why do you not wear contacts? From at sixpended.
Aggressive. I don't know. Contacts are so, like... I think it was... I used to wear them to lands, and then one land, I had one of them fall out. And, you know, once they fall out, it's kind of like game over. So I was like, I'm never wearing contacts again, because that happened during a land, and I could only see out of one eye. So now
which
I just
wear
glasses always. I can't remember, but it was a couple years ago.
Is it season 5 by any chance?
Oh, come on.
Jesus Christ.
I mean... I think it'd be better to say if it was season 6 or something where I didn't even get close. So I think it was one of the dream packs, honestly, though. I can't remember.
Oh,
yay.
Sorry,
mate.
What
is Mr. Garrett G's 3-time consecutive RLCS NA champion and RLCS season 8 world champion's favorite beverage? From at Duck Moriarty. And also, actually, the first time he wrote this tweet, he just said favorite beverage.
I saw
and
that.
I was like, no that's question, not a question. Mark. So now he's put it in question form. So thank you, Duckers.
Well, it was coffee, but now, like, I haven't been drinking coffee for a couple of days. Honestly, that might be why I sound kind of dead if I do, because I'm trying to
lovely,
get off
mate.
Of it
sound
now.
Perfect. Sound great. Don't worry.
Okay, that's good.
You sound handsome.
When I got back from Worlds, you know, so a bunch of our food was old, and then for some reason I thought the creamer was not old. So I make a coffee, and I pour the creamer in there, and I take a sip, and I instantly felt sick. And that's what made me sick the other day. And I was, like, throwing up. I was throwing up all day long. So now I can't even, like, I don't even want to imagine drinking coffee. So now I'm quitting. I'm done with coffee.
Have black coffee. Black coffee's the future. I'm well into that.
Black coffee. Oh, my.
So black coffee, no sugar, go hardcore.
I had a horrible feeling that it was me that made you ill, because I was really ill in... especially day 2 at LAN, like in the morning eating food, I ate about 4 fries just really slowly, sort of zonked out of my plate. At the end of the day, I had my hoodie, everyone around me was chanting, it was starting to pick up, I had my hoodie on, I was just looking at the floor thinking, is it over yet?
You did look moody.
I wasn't moody, I was dying, mate. And I think a lot of the people that did get ill was from me, so sorry everyone, but I'm really glad to hear, Garrett, that apparently not your illness.
You only drank bad creamer.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, because it was bad. It was
can't
really,
blame that
and then it started separating from the coffee, because I left my coffee on my desk for like an hour, because I just was like in the restroom the whole time. I came back and it was like separated. So I think it was a creamer. I don't think it was you, fortunately. Yeah,
that's good. What was the first thing you had in mind when Justin scored? From at, I'm going to say Jizzy underscore.
Jizzy. I love Jizzy. He comes to every lane. He's like the biggest energy fan ever.
Has he been to all 8 lands, though?
No, I don't think so.
fucking
unfortunately.
Terrible. So what's the first thing you had in mind when Justin scored?
Holy crap. I think if you watch the video, you can just hear me saying, oh my God, over and over again. I don't know. Like I said before, like I wasn't even thinking. Like I couldn't think of anything. I was just like, it was just like pure happiness as soon as that happened.
Amazing.
I don't know. I can't even think of anything.
How does it feel to finally lift that trophy from at that one super?
It was super relieving, because I think like we pick up turbo and then we lose again. I think it was just kept getting worse and worse. like the people were, you know, like the annoy me about it and stuff like that. So honestly, it was just like super, super relieving. And it just, you know, nothing but happiness, because it took so long. Honestly, like thinking back to it, like, I don't regret not winning for 8 seasons, because it just made that one moment so good.
No, you can't pass that off as an excuse. Oh, I'm happy I didn't win, and now it's better.
Oh, I'm not happy I didn't win, but I don't regret not winning. There you go.
You look back at the footage. You actually took out your contact lens and threw it away just because you knew the season was so much better.
Hey, I'll gratefully be the 4th time. You know, I'll trade with Turbo, no problem.
What were your most memorable impressions when meeting other pros for the first time? And who was the most different to your impression of them online? From /size...
Most memorable, honestly, when I first think about it, is K-Dop. Because season 2, he was like so sweet and so innocent. Like he was, you know, he was like small K-Dop, and he was like walking around, he took a selfie with every pro. He was like, can I please have a picture, Garrett? Like, he was so innocent, and, you know, you didn't think, you know, he wasn't, like, on a top team or anything. You know, he was just, you thought he was someone who just made land. Go a year later, and he's, like, you know, just big confident dude. So he's completely different now. Him and Sizz. Sizz season two was just like, you know, most people, most pros, when you meet them another time, they're kind of quiet and like formal. Sizz was just calling everyone a dumbass as soon as like he met him, just like screaming at people. So those two were probably the most memorable.
Was Sizz quite important in sort of breaking down any barriers between everyone and just making it so that everyone's friends?
Yeah, season two, he just instantly became friends with everybody. It was super weird. I never saw anyone like instantly become that friendly. And I think that's I'm pretty sure that's like the way he got into like the pro scene, kind of like with Fire and all them, you know, that whole the brotherhood, whatever you want to call it.
Group. Oh yeah, the brothers.
Yeah.
Since at Turbo Pulsar has won an EU and an A, has he hinted at moving to either SAM or OCE next? From at RLStatsGG.
In the winner's press interview, you know, after we won, he said that he was going to move to South America because that's where all the hot chicks are. So
he can get more of those slam pieces. How nervous were you in Game 7 Grand Finals of Season 8 compared to Game 7 Grand Finals of Season 5? From at Nick 78664213. Change your name, Nick. It's free on Twitter.
I'm not trying to act like I never get nervous, but when you're actually in game, it's you usually don't feel that many nerves. It's just before, really. Like before, when you're waiting so long, like when Vitality and Dig were playing each other and it was taking forever to finish, that's the most nervous I felt. But as soon as we're on stage, you know, you feel pretty calm because now, you know, you're ready to play. I probably did feel a little bit more nerves in Season 5 just because it was my first grand final, though, to be honest.
Yeah, that's fair. How does it feel knowing that you'll only win one world championship, considering Classics is back from at Kragers?
Hey, if Classics is going to take the dub, I'll be right there the chair one. That'd be awesome.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah. That'd be so awesome.
You can join us in the crowd. We'll just be the Classics fan club.
Yeah.
How much of the winnings has Turbo spent on IKEA's Swedish meatballs? From at Crucial 54321.
IKEA's Swedish meatballs? What? I guess a lot. I don't know. What are IKEA's Swedish meatballs?
Do you know what IKEA is?
We have one in Atlanta, but I've never been to IKEA.
So IKEA is known to have good food, specifically meatballs, because it's a Swedish store.
They have good food as a furniture place?
It's a furniture place, first and foremost. And they just have like a cafeteria attached to it for some reason. And it's full on Swedish mode. They love it.
Huh. Interesting.
What did Vitality say to you after you won? That's a good question. From at Scottsdale.
Fairy Peak was the first one up to me. And he was, I'm pretty sure he said, like, I'm super, super happy for you.
Oh.
And then K-Dop, like, pretty much said the same thing. And then Scrub actually stayed on stage and, like, hung out with us, which I thought was super, like, I was super surprised. Like, he was just so, like, he didn't seem too distraught that they just lost Game 7 overtime.
Did you look Scrub in the eye and say to him, do you remember when you were one goal away from winning the World Championships?
I did, and I should have.
Ah, next That's time. Funny.
I hope that Justin says that in a following interview that they do.
Yes, please.
Like, I hope you know, we all make it and they do another Edition 3 interview. That'd be hilarious.
That'll be incredible. Did you ever think you'd have to play another series as intense as Season 5 versus Dig Bracket Reset? From U/ and they rustled softly. What a lovely name.
I didn't think I'd be... this guy talks so much crap about us, by the way. I remember the username. I'm just saying. Even though he's a fan of us. It's like,
such a nice
it's
name,
like a, it's like a mixed relationship. But no, I didn't think I'd be in two Game 7 overtimes in the Grand Finals ever. You know, like, yeah. I feel like that's a super... Has there even been another Game 7 overtime besides Season 5 and Season 7? And
for
all
finals?
I don't think there has.
Not in the finals, I don't think so, no.
There's someone listening to this screaming, going, yes, season two!
I hate stating things as facts now, because I said one off comment in like an episode about five episodes ago.
Cloud9,
and like, three people like DM'd me saying, you're wrong because this happened this year.
Really?
I was like, shut up, I don't care. I've done that now, it's done.
Tell you what, Sumpy, I'll ask you this one, and then we can find out from Garrett if you're right or wrong. State the answer as a fact. Have you ever walked in on Turbo taking a shit? From at RinBTTGG. So has Garrett ever done that, Stumpy?
So it was a bit of an awkward situation where Garrett thought Turbo was out, actually.
It was
crazy. I know that you told me this at LAN, so he went out of his bedroom and he thought that Turbo was at one of his Hot Slam pieces houses down the road, and he thought, you know what, it's the Thursday night, Turbo's out smashing. So he went out, went to the bathroom and saw the light was on, but then he thought, no, after dinner I didn't turn the light off, did I? No. Yeah, that was me. Okay. So then he opens the door up and he sees Turbo there, fully naked, right? And tell me if I get anything's wrong here, Garrett, but you saw Turbo fully naked and he had all of his medals on and he was just looking at them and he was saying, this is who I am.
I like pinned to his skin.
No. He was holding them like as medals.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like sort of
while he was he was on the toilet.
Yes, yeah. Tell me the story. I don't know what you're on about. Of course he was. And he said, "I am a winner." And as he said that, he looked up, looked you in the eyes, and said, "You will be too, as well, guys." And then dropped just a big one. Then he clogged it. Then you had to go to Walmart to get the plunger.
That part is accurate.
That's the part of the story. Well, whole thing's accurate. I don't know what you're talking about. The whole thing's accurate.
I have had to help him unclog his toilet before. So that was awful.
Yep. He said that he broke your toilet when he was on the podcast. He said that he broke the toilet on like his first week there.
Yeah. Fortunately, we have our own restrooms, but I did have to go help him figure out how to unclog a toilet. So that was very interesting team bonding episode, I guess.
Yeah. There you are. So yeah, he has walked in on Turbo taking a shit. Garrett, next question. Garrett, I've DM'd you on Twitter many times and asked you on stream, but to no avail. You need to come clean. In RLCS Season 7 League Player against G2, when you went for the flip reset but faked it, landed on the ground and shot a banger, did you mean to fake it or did you not get the flip?
From that made the tutorial.
Nick Kirsch 24.
When we said I'm
horrible at flip resets, so I didn't get the flip and it faked everybody. So
oh, you didn't mean to.
I don't think so.
I believed Garrett.
I can't remember 100%, but I feel like if I would have got the flip, I would have taken it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
When did you feel most motivated to get better at Rocket League, and when did you feel least motivated? From user Big Juicy Steak.
Most motivated, probably after season one, because I was like, I want to be there so bad again. Mm-hmm. So I played like 60 hours a week. Least motivated was probably after season five.
Are your glasses okay? They look like they took some bumps during the hug mayhem from at some say AK.
Yeah, I was afraid they broke, but luckily they did. I had to take them off like mid-celebration.
I saw you like jump up and then go for the hug, and I saw you sort of go, they're fine. And then you, like,
yeah, luckily they're okay. They're my only pair, so...
Watching the CJ and CJ show, Jarzo, Chrome, and CJCJ are all in agreement that RLCS should get rid of league play and just have circuits that teams play in. Then results from those circuits would be used to qualify for Worlds. What are your thoughts on this from user Colonel Max? Now, this is one that we could easily get bogged into. So, yeah. Both of you boys, let's keep it brief.
Okay.
Personally, I don't care what the format is as long as it's on LAN. So I'd be down with LAN league play or circuits that are LANs to qualify for Worlds.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
go with the flow.
I agree. Yeah, I shan't bog us down. Why don't you and Turbo play in the same room during league play? We've seen that it benefits teams when they're playing next to each other. From at Chewy RL.
I feel like it'd be quite annoying to move our setup every weekend and then just have me and Turbo play next to each other instead of the whole team. Mm. So we just, you know, stay in our rooms for league play for the most part.
What do you think of all the pros now doing the never give up until I get that trophy tweet from at I don't exist 69? What a name.
Yeah, I don't know if they're memeing me or just like doing, I don't know. Good for them, I guess. I hope it works out. But yeah, I can't really tell if it's like a joke kind of thing or if they just genuinely think it's going to help them.
My read is that it's not taking the piss out of you at all. It's just like... the words resonate with people who have a goal in life. And the fact that you've achieved it so recently, it's like, I remember those words. They've stuck with people. That's it. You're a wordsmith now.
I've gotten trashed on for that tweet so much before this season. So I'm glad it worked out.
Did you see your Twitter notifications absolutely blow up about that one tweet in particular? Or was it just going crazy for everything?
I had to mute Twitter because not only did every family member and friend that I had message me on my phone, like my Twitter and everything was just blowing up. So I had to, yeah, ridiculous. I had to mute Twitter.
Seriously, how close were you to retiring prior to season 8 from user Pocket Monsters?
Season 7, I kind of like thought about it for like a week. I don't think I ever seriously would have considered doing it, but I had like no motivation to play. Honestly, if we would have lost in Game 7 overtime, I might have thought about it again. But I wouldn't say I've closed. I've just like kind of had moments where I've thought about it, you know, not wanting to play.
But I'm very, very happy that you ended up winning it for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What does the G in Garrett G stand for? Wrong answers only from user such username underscore.
Wrong answers only.
Yeah. So you can't say Garrett G because that's the right answer.
Wait, you think Garrett G stands for Garrett G?
No, so the G Garrett in Garrett, Garrett G stands for Garrett G.
So you think, wait, you think it's an infinite loop of Garrett G?
Yes, that's the correct answer, but he's not allowed to say that because he can only say the wrong answer.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It doesn't... I don't know. It doesn't stand for anything. There
Whoa!
You go. I just randomly decided for the G.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Big. This is like Homer J. Simpson's J standing for the name J.
You've unplugged yourself from the Matrix with that answer. You've broken everything.
Oh, yeah.
Have you and Turbo had any romantic breakfasts where you bond over the same bowl of cereal from at the K-Dense?
Oh, what? I've never heard anyone bond over the same bowl of cereal.
So we have a theory that... When Turbo came and moved in with you, that every morning you'd go into your kitchen and Turbo would be sitting there eating a bowl of cereal. Every morning, and it would never be normal. It would always be weird. A weird thing that just Turbo's there, just eating cereal. So have you ever shared a bowl with him?
I don't think we've shared the same bowl. I mean, we have meals together. That sounds kind of disgusting, to be honest.
Would you share a bowl of cereal with Turbo Pulsar? If he comes up to your room, knocks on your door, and goes, "Hello, Garrett, I've brought this big bowl of cereal." It's like a novelty-sized bowl. It's the biggest bowl you've ever seen. Yeah, yeah, it's huge. There's an entire packet of cereal in there. And he looks in your eyes, and he says, "Garrett, please, I bought you a spoon." And he pours the milk out in front
of you. Swedish tradition?
Yeah, yeah. And he
adds the spoon. I don't know if I could turn him down then. I'd probably have to take a couple bites at that point.
You just take a couple
bites,
just to satisfy him.
He gets the rest of the mixing bowl of cereal.
Just to make him happy. Oh, that's quite sweet, actually. That's good.
Did winning RLCS mean you got to chill with Shaq? If so, details from user Aquamarine Tangerine. And I'd also like to put Hex in there as well, or any of the NRG top level people.
No, I haven't. I actually haven't met Shaq yet. I almost did at E-League. No, but I just kind of... We haven't ever set it up, really. Yeah, he's a busy guy. So
I can imagine.
No, but with Hex, I still haven't met him yet. But when he tweets us out and stuff like that, we get like super hyped about it.
Not bad.
Like, I remember before we played Worlds, he wished us good luck, and we all were like showing each other on our phones. So hopefully, I'll get to meet him soon.
If any, what is your favorite non-esport sport to watch, and what is your favorite team?
I'd say basketball, usually because it was my favorite sport to play. But I've always been bad at having a favorite team. I've never had a favorite team in sports besides college football, which is, you know, Georgia. But yeah, definitely basketball. I just don't have a favorite team, to be honest.
I mean, you're quite a tall guy. So have you played basketball? Did you say?
Yeah, I played basketball like around middle school, early high school, and then I started playing video games, so I stopped.
Who would win in a 1v1 between Justin and Turbo from at Babylon 7?
He doesn't specify
life,
Rocket League here.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Real
he didn't specify Rocket League. It could
cereal
be like a
race.
Cook-off. It could be cereal. It could be beating each other to the death. It could be anything.
Well, in that regard, I'd say Turbo.
That'd be a term for the books. Like, Turbo moves to NA and just, he gets challenged to a 1v1, misinterprets everything, and beats Justin to death accidentally.
It's just a difference in cultures, that's all. It's innocent.
Yeah. How are you today, Garrett? From Cabe RL.
Not bad, still kind of sick, but you know, not too bad. Oh.
What's your favorite goal you've scored, or the one you're most proud of, from user Sir Javier?
The goal from the season 5 Wasteland game comes to mind.
Where you got bumped onto the ceiling.
Oh, that was
amazing.
That
goal.
Yeah, that one and the season 3 fake for Flipside, because we were beating Flipside, which I thought was sick at the time.
Boomer, Banger, Clanger, or Cowabunga Cow Launcher from user Savage Squanto. Now, I didn't really understand this message. You know what I said? That some of them were shit. Mm. This is one of the ones that I didn't really understand.
I get that. It's saying, like, what do you call a powerful shot. Hit? Yeah.
Yeah. So which
I'm
one,
assuming he's asked me what term I don't know. I've never heard of cowbunga cow launcher, so I have to go with that. Maybe I'll start using that instead of saying banger.
I like it.
Are you going to treat Turbo to a spa day since he carried NRG to its first world victory from user Tim Cheesy?
Yeah, I already personally gave him a massage and everything in our living room. It's already done.
Nice milky, nice. Cereal massage.
A nice creamery massage. And he was there munching on a bowl of cereal. Do you realize how many grown men cried after watching you win? And what's the most bromantic thing you and Turbo have done? From T-Crotty101.
Yeah, I saw on Reddit that there was like people who were saying I'm like 35 and I'm crying and stuff like that, which I thought was awesome.
That's lovely.
probably me and Turbo have just gone on a lot of dinner dates together since we've been here. Just like a one-on-one dinner after league play a lot of times. So I'd probably say that for sure.
That's sweet.
What do you think of the current bump and demo meta, and how has it affected your playstyle? From user AVNRL.
It's quite annoying, but honestly, I feel like we've gone through it without really bumping a lot.
Like, yeah, you guys seem to have just you seem to have like risen above this new meta of demoing and bumping. NRG, you play the same way as you always did and just still cruise over everyone.
Yeah, it's like hard for me to tell if last season was because of the new meta or is it just like C9 and G2 not doing good. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, because we just stayed the same and beat the teams who were doing it. But when you do play a team who's doing it well, it's super annoying. Honestly,
like Pittsburgh Knights, like, they look so fucking annoying to play against because they're always doing something to piss you off.
Yeah, it's honestly just annoying. Like, I respect the, you know, using what you got, but it's pretty annoying. I like the old playstyle.
Noobs, a lot better. Of them, mate. Fucking noobs. Don't know how to play the game.
Not like you, Boomer. Entitled snowflakes, eh? Thinking they can just bump you out the way.
The final question, this person was very, very adamant I ask you this. Can we get Chipotle tomorrow, Garrett? From at Turbo Pulsar.
Me and Turbo have eaten so much Chipotle. Like, it's bad. Like, I need to get a membership or something.
Is he a bad influence?
So much. I don't say he's a bad influence. It's just he'll never say no to go getting food. Like, I'll be like, you want to go to Chick-fil-A? And he'll be like, of course. And then we just go together. So we gotta lower the Chipotle a little bit. But at least it's healthy-ish, I guess.
No, it isn't. Don't know.
Healthier than like fried. Healthier than like fried, though. At least we're getting like rice and
beans. At least you're not deep frying.
Refried beans. Literally fried twice beans. You've used that as an example.
Okay, but... What okay, better than like fried chicken though from Chick-fil-A or like Zaxby's. So, you know, we could be addicted to like KFC or something.
Or heroin.
That'd be worse. Yeah, or heroin.
That'd be way worse.
True.
You what, he did originally ask, can we go get some heroin tomorrow? But I changed it to Chipotle, so.
To be a good influence.
You know, because he will never turn down heroin. thank you, Garrett, for joining us on this episode of the Poddy C. It has been an absolute pleasure. And
Thank you so much.
So unbelievably happy and pleased for you that you have finally managed to lift that trophy. I can't imagine how you're feeling now that weight's off your shoulder. Do you want to say anything to the fans that have supported you for all 8 seasons so far? And they have been there and they've always believed.
I just want to say sorry for the wait. appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, mate. Best of luck going into season 9. Hopefully we will see you there. Maybe we'll come to America.
You're looking forward to learning the Macarena?
I am. Yeah. Yep. We'll see if I can... I'm the worst dancer ever, so we'll see how bad it looks on camera.
Same. I've got long limbs. I'm a long-limbed man. I'm like a limber.
I'm just awkward.
I'm the most stiff.
My arms,
I'm
stiff as well. I'm like...
Yeah.
We will do the saddest Macarena in history. We'll get Chipotle, we'll do heroin, we'll do everything. It'll be fantastic. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is made possible by our beautiful, fantastic, lovely, gorgeous Patreons on Patreon. Patrons on Patreon.
Patrons, not Patreons.
Patreons on Patreon.
Stop it.
Thank you, everybody. We have had a couple of podcast-specific patrons as well, which is unbelievably kind of you all. So thank you very much. If you'd like to help us out in that regard, go to patreon.com/subparbinhd. Otherwise, we stream on Twitch. Garrett, are you going to get into doing a bit of streaming yourself, do you think?
Do it, mate.
Yeah. I was going to hit the celebratory stream when I got back, but I was, yakking in the restroom, so hopefully I'll have to get it soon.
Cool.
For sure.
All right, guys, make sure you keep an eye out for Garrett's streams as well.
Otherwise,
we will speak to Jarl in the next episode of the Pod EC. See you later, everybody. Bye-bye.